going to finish Bezah Hashem the Maimah Vayeshet HaMelech LeEsther. We're up to the fifth chelik of the Maimah. We're together with the Rebbe in that time of La'asad Lavai, when it's going to be revealed to each and every one of us in the clearest way, La'enei Bas, which means to understand fully. Hiskalas of Elokus, a revelation of the Rebbein Shalom's about Smusa Mahusa in such a way that we never understood in this world. And Purim, the Rebbe was explaining, we were learning last week, that Purim is Me'ain. It's the beginning, it's a taste of that Metzius of what's going to be at the time where whatever we understood, whatever we thought was only through the perspective of the Chayshech of Golos, there's going to be a complete and total transformation of whatever was bad will be revealed to be good, as we spoke about by Riches last week. L'chein Amr Chazal. Therefore Chazal have taught on page Ayin Tes. L'chein Amr Chazal Shagam Halochis Einim B'teilis. Therefore Chazal have taught that halachas also are not going to be betelos. All the halachas of Torah Shabbat Peh are not going to be betelos. In other words, in these mamar that we have from Chazal, we're taught what's going to be at the end of time, what's going to be revealed to be the crowning glory of our Avodas Hashem. So we saw Purim, and also Chazal tell us, because as Chazal said, at the end of time, all the other Yom Tovim are going to be bottled, which means they're going to be secondary to a Purim. And also what's going to be at the end of time is, what's going to be revealed is the true greatness of all the halachas of Torah Shabbal Peh. We'll see what that means. Chin emor chazal, shagam halachas enim b'teilas, ubiya ha'inim, ki hin emor chazal, aposik brach, da'idiyu d'melech ha'letzvi. It says at the end of Shir Shirim, brach da'idi, my beloved, run away, quickly run away. Brach da'idi. And you are compared to a deer, to a gazelle. Matzvi machzer, why are the Jewish people compared? Why is it in such a way? So matzvi machzer roishel achayrev. Matzvi machzer, that the tzvi that died is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Chazal say matzvi machzer roishel achayrev. The deer, when it runs, its machzir reishel achayrav, it turns its head constantly around. I'm not familiar with these things, but its machzir reishel achayrav, the hainu. Chazal say that hainu al derech mashal kamayisha ba'adam be'etzem reishay hine munach b'seichay mayach v'sichla ubinaso. In the mind, in the head of a person, in the brain, so there's the mayach, the seichel, his mind, his seichel, his being, his understanding. And when he turns his head around, so when a person, even though it's a physical thing, the head, but when he turns his head around, his head contains within it the seichel, the being, and it's nimshach and achav. Kach kiv yochel kadosh baruch. Kach kiv yochel himshach kadosh baruch. Vehilbish v'tzayne v'chachmasa b'makam achayiv shen b'chinas chitzaynis. Kadosh baruch kiv yochel's head is turned around. The turning around of Hashem's head means that even though he's way, way beyond us, brach daydi, our beloved Hashem has run away from this world. We can't grasp him in this world. Brach deidi. Nevertheless, Chazal tell us that Hashem, who is compared to this tzvi, to the deer, when the deer runs away, it doesn't just disappear in such a way. The deer turns its head around. The turning around of the head means that, as we've been learning on every Shabbos these past couple of months, that there is a certain way of looking at directly, and there's a certain way of looking indirectly. Achayrev means that Kivyochel Hashem was mamshich and malbish his rots and his chachma, b'mokim achayrev. Hashem, when he casts his glance behind him, it means that Hashem Kivyochel looks behind at the physical reality and infuses that reality with his presence, with his chachma, with his being and his das. That's what it means. When the person turns his head around, so it means he's paying attention to something that's behind him. The way that Hashem Yisbarach created this world and relates to this world is in the way of Brach Deidi Udmei L'Chalit Tzvi. That even though we can't hop him, we can't grasp him in this world, because he's like the deer that has escaped our reach. We can't get to him. But Dmei L'Chalit Tzvi, but by that look behind Kivyochel, while he's Kivyochel retreating or running from the world, Hashem has left his, that glance of Hashem, Me'achayrav, the Rebbe explains, is how he was mamshich, he infused into all of reality his infinite wisdom. In that world, in that reality, that's called Achayrav, that means behind him. Behind him, which is what? Shemchinis Chitzanis, which is external reality. Dani B'nyanam Gashmi means in physical things. Physical things. K'may b'behemis b'seh the kachem, b'mos b'seh the nezikin. When a person learns seh the kachem, when you learn all the gemaras that deal with karbonis, see, you're sitting there, let's say you're learning zvachim and achis, right? You're learning kachem. All you're talking about day and night are like animal kishkas, right? When you're learning, if you're learning zvachim and menachas, you're talking about behemoths all day. You're talking about behemoths. So, what's the tachlis? And when you're learning seder nezikin and shas, so what are you talking about all day? You're talking about that this guy owes this guy $100. So you're talking about the most magushim dikir things. You're talking about the most physical things. But a person has to realize that Hashem took a look back. And that look back that Hashem Yisbarach took and takes is that he casts his infinite wisdom behind him and those things that are called behind him, which means all physical things. And when we're Isaac in the halachas of Torah Sheba'al Peh, in learning and being mekayim Torah Sheba'al Peh, she says, look what happens when we do that. The pnimis v'tzaynu chachmos Yisbarach milubosham behem. That the pnimius of Hashem's rots is melubash, is enclosed in those things that are behind him. We'll see in the parish, we'll understand it more. And Hashem's midas kivyachal also nimshachim achareyim he'aleyim. U'kamayshakosuv heishiv achor yaminai. Let's learn the parish. Al pi amavul el shapurim hu me'ein d'la'os adlava l'fisha haya inyan shalas hapcha chushuchel and haira. We learn that Purim is a taste of what's going to be at the end of time, when all darkness will be transformed into light. And that's we see Purim. Everything is v'nahapach. Everything means that which we thought was the worst thing is transformed into the best thing. Right? The king signed the decree that every Jew is going to get killed. The king signs the decree of Purim. So everything is all the darkness is fixed. It's no longer fighting against the darkness. It's no longer struggling and burning away, like we learned in the beginning of the Maimon, burning away the darkness of the 6 days of the week. Which is Shabbos. To get ready for Shabbos, you have to burn away all the Dvarim Gashmiim. When it comes to the end of time, everything's going to be transformed. All the darkness will be transformed into light. That's Purim. L'chein, therefore, lo yizbatol gam oz. Therefore, Purim will not be nullified even then when Mashiach comes. Yuvan gam tam. Now we can understand also the reason. Shagam halachas ene betelas lasad lavai. That the halachas are not going to be, halachas of Torah Sheba'al Peh are not going to be cancelled, nullified, lasad lavai. But fi shagam behilchas ha'tayra, yeshno ha'in dishapcha chashuchel anahayra. Because in halachas of Torah, the fact halachas of Torah Sheba'al Peh, there's also a process of transforming darkness into light. That's why wherever, what's Mashiach Dikah things? What's Mashiach Dikah? Anything where we don't get rid of the bad and struggle with the bad and throw it away, but we turn it around to good, where something is revealed to be truly good. That's Mashiach de Gezachen. You understand? That's Mashiach Tzai. So the halachas of Teresh Shabbat Peh, the Rebbe is going to show now, is all this bechina of his hapcha chashuch l'nahayra, of transforming everything in life, which appears to be magushim and dark and coarse and trust, and the pnimius harotzen is hidden in everything. We don't know that from Teresh Shabbat Peh. Teresh Shabbat Peh, they're nice stories. Teresh Shabbat Peh doesn't teach us how to take every single moment and everything in life and to change it from high alma to Mashiach tzai. Only Teresh Shabbat Peh tells you how to do that. Only Teresh Shabbat Peh takes every single point in time in reality and peels away the external layer and reveals the inner will of Hashem Zbar. And Hashem did this when he was retreating Kivyachal Brach Daidi Udmeilachal Tzvi by casting his glance, Kivyachal, on all things of this world. So he explains. The Fisha Gamba Halochis, the Torah, Yesh Nahimin, is Hapcha Cheshuch Lenahir, Shachayshach Atzma, in the Hepach Latayv Gedusha. Through Torah Shabbat Peh, we see how the darkness itself is transformed to light. Zashahelach Mavar. And as he explains, it says in Pasuk, Brach Deid, Melachal Tzvi, Mat Tzvi, the Gamkshu by Reach, even when the Tzvi is running forward, running away, Mach Zeresh Lachar, he turns his head around. Kach Omru, so Chazal say, Kach Om Yisrael Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shalom, Im Onu Garmim Shet, Estalik Mi Bineinu, He Rots and Shet Tivach Kamei Tzvi, Rabbanu Shalom, the Medrash says, Rabbanu Shalom, if we cause you to run away, in other words, if you can't be the Etzim together with us in this world, okay, if you can't be, at least if you're running away from us, at least you should be Kamei Hatzvi. At least run away from us the way that a deer runs away. How is that? Shubarech or Machzes Reisha L'Mekayim Shehiniach. He always looks back to the place where he ran from. Abi Pasas Devei Chazal Mekuvonim L'Hayachas B'Nakash Baruch Hu Yisrael B'Zman HaGolus. The Pshat in that Medrash is talking about during the time of Golus. Brach Daidi means during Golus there's a stalk of Shechina. The Shechina left the Beis HaMikdash, left Yerushalayim. The Shechina left us by the Churban. So in Golus, what we're asking Hashem is, Rabbanu Shalom, even though you're running away from us, Brach Daidi. It would be good to make a song for this, maybe. Okay, you think about that.
Don't we say this in Pesach?
Huh?
Don't we say Brach Daidi?
Shvi Shal Pesach. Right. So this Piyut we say. It's also in the Piyut, it's also in the Piyut of Pesach. Brach Daidi, there's a Shir, they say about Chassidim also. But anyway, Brach Daidi Ud Melechal Tzvi, in Golus means that even though you're running away from us, the Shechin is leaving us, but when you run away from us, you're like a deer that always looks back. You always look back, you don't just go away. Please, at least look at us. That's what it means, Rabbi Shalom, it should be like a Tzvi. So that's talking past us in Golus. As it says, that even Golus Hashem is never, God forbid, he's not disgusted with us and he doesn't loathe us. However, that's the pshat in the Medrash. It's talking about Golus. But in Chassidus, this Moshel Mitzvi, Amach Zeresh Lecharev, Mekuvan Gam Lo'ifin is Golus Lekus Be'elchaz HaTayra. But the Alter Rebbe shows is that in Chassidus, this medrash of this comparison to the Tzvi is talking about a big, big thing, Bechlal, about how the Baruch Shalom fears the Welt, how he runs the world through Teresh Shabbat Peh. The Hainu Dach Moshel, okay, we just read that, so go to the explanation. Hilchas HaTayra Hein Mitzenu Chach Moshel Shkal Shabaruch Hu. The halachas of the Tayra, every halach of the Tayra, every single din of the Tayra, is the Rotzen and the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, it's the Rotzen, it's the will, and it's the wisdom of Hashem. Shekach Ola Beretzenim Chachmosos Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheim Yitoin Zekach V'Zekach Yepsakach. Like the Tanya says in the fifth parak, that the Rotzen of Hashem, the thought of Hashem is, as we're Mevara in Halach, as He gave us to learn how to learn Teresh Shabbat Peh, the thought of Hashem is that when there's a malv and a loiva, and they have this kind of a discussion, and they have this kind of a disagreement. So when the Shulchan Aruch comes and Paskins like this, that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's Hashem's thought. That the Psak should be like this, but this should be the Halacha. ובצניס בר גופה התורה והמצווה הם פנימיוס רצון העליון וחפצו האמיתי. Torah and mitzvahs is the inner will of Hashem and His true desire. Torah and mitzvahs. It's not like some people think that when you have a halacha, it's like a suggestion that Hashem is making. Why don't you try this out? That's the chayfetz hamiti of Hashem, not a suggestion. It all depends how you hear it. Like some people hear, like, you know, maybe you should try this shayfila. You know, it's the ratzon Hashem. Is that's the ratzon hamiti, hapnimiya Hashem. That's how we keep it. The pnimius of Hashem's thoughts, what he's ponim upon him, that's Torah mitzvahs. What's the chitzonius? Trees and rivers and lakes and things and flesh and blood and tables, that's the chitzonius. Right? It's the chitzonius. The same thing with your family. Every one of us with our families, it's the pnimius of our ratzon, is the family. And the chitzonius is what they're living in, and what kind of car they have, and what they're eating for lunch. And that's the chitzonius ha'ratzon. But the pnimius ha'ratzon is Torah mitzvahs. Everything in existence, physical existence, is chitzonius ha'ratzon. Why? Lefi she'ein heim ha'tachlis. The chitzonius ha'ratzon means that's not the tachlis. No meshugner thinks that the tachlis of his life is to have a house and to have an oven and a refrigerator or something. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is that the people to whom your pnimius is devoted should be able to have a comfortable life. So, but the pnimius. So I had a discussion with somebody yesterday. So he said that he can't afford to pay tuition, and he talked to somebody about in the school about the tuition. So I said, why don't you sell your house and live in a tent? This is besides giving up his, $30,000 Pesach and $20,000 vacation in the summer that he can't give the yeshiva the tuition. I said, why don't you sell your house? And there are two things he wasn't prepared to do. One is to send his kid to a more religious yeshiva where the tuition is lower, or to sell anything and to pay tuition. So he says to them, talk to somebody else, don't waste my time. You have to decide what's important to you. I don't want a guy to sell his house, I want to be comfortable, but you have to make sure to always know what's the pnimius and what's the chitzonius. And the pnimius is that your kid learns in yeshiva. That's the pnimius. And if people tell me that they, I know if a person can't afford and they need help, that's one thing. But if somebody has a lot of chitzonius and there's only a little bit pnimius, we have to change a little bit the size of things, yeah? So a little bit less chitzonius and a little bit more pnimius. And it will work out. The yeshiva, the rebbeim will get paid, and you'll also be able to have a house, and you'll be able to live. Might be the house maybe is a little smaller, and the vacation's a little bit smaller, and the car's a little bit smaller, but your kid will get a little bit bigger, and the neshama will get a little bit bigger. But you have to make these decisions, what's pnimius and what's chitzonius. So the pnimius eratzen is Torah and mitzvahs. This is pnimius eratzen. Chitzonius eratzen is not the tachlis. V'nirurak b'shul Yisrael li'ach kol halachas haruchais lefenenu b'mishnah b'gemara medaber minyanam gashmi. So then it's a funny thing. When you're sitting down, you're learning gemara, and you're learning halacha. It's all about gashmis. When you're learning Gemara, it's all about this guy. This guy says you owe me this. This animal has to be shechted like that. This is how you have to take the inside of the animal, put it on this mizbech. You have to shech the animal. It's all to my gedvarim gashim. Shegashmi is a bechinas acharayim, and all of gashmis, of course, is that bechina of what of acharayim, which means chitzonius. It's from behind. It's behind. The chitzonius, the gabi milus and madregas haruchnius. Next page. The nimsa she'inyan halachas ha'tayra who k'may machzir roishay achayrav. So all of the halachas, the Rebbe is explaining that all of the halachas that we have, that are mulbashim, that are enclosed in physical things, that we see as being like physical stuff, that's all the result of Hashem kivyachol taking a look back, and by that look back, upon all physical things, infusing within every single thing halachas of Torah Shebaalpeh, which is the pnimius haratzon of Hashem. Who can mark the roish achrayim shemate es moichay v'koyach sichlay el tzad achrayim? What does it mean that Hashem looks back? It means that Hashem, when you turn your head, it means you turn your brain and everything else. It means that Hashem turns his thoughts, his mind, his infinite brain to those things that are where? Behind. What are the things that are behind? Physical things. So the infinite mind of Hashem is facing things that are called behind. The things that are behind, meaning things of this world, physical things. So that when you and I are Isaac in the halachas of Tar Shvapeh, when we're learning these Gemaras, and we're Isaac Lamaisa in living lives of according to halacha, we're Isaac in the Pnimius Haratz Hashem. Our minds are being, when you're learning the Gemara, you're learning the halacha, your mind is attached and filled with the Pnimius Emesdik Chayfetz of Hashem. And when you're Isaac in Tar Shvapeh, that's what you're doing. As it says in Pasuk, Heshiv Achar Yeminai, Yadua. We're going to continue reading inside on the meaning in the bottom now, because we'll read. We don't have to read the up on top twice. We're going to be doing it all together, so we'll read it just straight. Yadua Shahamidus Hain Taldus Aseichel. It's known that the midas of a person are the result of this, are the outgrowth, the toldus of one's thoughts, of one's seichel. The gishadim maven amasik davar mesuyim. When you understand something, when you understand something and it's clear to you, yigrim lai einig noila beliba b'derech mimela regesh shal taiva u'meshich el adavar hu. When you understand something, when you appreciate it, that gives birth, naturally that gives birth to a certain emotion inside of you, of what? Of pleasure, or of attraction and delight, right? When you understand something. Understanding something fully is not just, doesn't remain just in the level of Chabad. It doesn't stay just as a intellectual, as an intellectual mitzvah in your brain. The moichin, the Chabad, is moilid what? We've learned this many times. It gives birth to chagas, to chesed, gvur, tefes, netzach, chagis, amalchus. It ignites, either if you understand how wonderful and beautiful something is, it ignites a very positive emotion of love and caring and of attraction. And if you understand how horrible and terrible it is, then it causes you to feel inside of you that you want to recoil and run away. The kachu l'mayla kivyachol. So it is kivyachol how Hashem made the world. Shemidoisev Yisbarach nimshachis b'derech mimeila lefi yitzanam chachmos Yisbarach. That Hashem's midas kivyachol are nimshachis in a natural way kivyachol. Hashem, meaning the midas of Hashem, of chesed, gvur, tefes, netzach, chayit, yisayit, and malchus, are all drawn and are all being led kivyachol by the infinite thoughts of Hashem, Chabad. Therefore, when Hashem encloses his infinite thoughts, his mind, his brain, in physical things, which means what? In the halachas of Torah, meaning in the halachas of Torah Shemal Peh, that are all enclosed in physical things, the halachas of daily life and physical things. So then what happens is that naturally, gam midos of Yisbarach nimshachos gam b'derech mimeila. The midas of Hashem kivyochol are then drawn b'derech mimeila, where his thoughts are. Kudechsiv, heishiv achor yimino, the yimin who midas achesed shalomayla. Yimin, the right side, of course, means chesed. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, heishiv yimino v'chazda l'bchines achor. That means that Hashem has turned his midah of chesed, which is ahava, achor, which means the meat of God's love is drawn into what? Into those things that are called achor, which is achorayim, which means physical things. What does that mean? Well, maya tachlis, which is going to be downstairs. Well, maya tachlis shall have boshes with son of chachmos with us, with us, with Ramgash. What does that mean? The Bani Shalom loves pudding? The Rishon loves a rib steak. What does that mean? That Hashem, Heshiv Yeminai, Hashem's right, which is Chesed, Achor, is drawn after his, Hashem's mind is turned towards physical things, right? He's malbish his infinite thoughts in physical things. So we could connect to his infinite thoughts by being Isaac and Teresh Baal Peh. And as a result of that, since one's feelings, kivyachal, are where one's thoughts are, so Hashem's midas are where his thoughts are. In physical things. What does that mean? B'chachmas, he explains. B'chachmas is bariru perush ki ein loshen bira neifel al-bedavishim is arif kagoyin min b'mino ve'en anikar. Isa Bezayir explains. The Chachma is Bariru. Bezayir says that with Chachma, Mizbara Hatayv Min Hara, the power through Chachma, there is this separation between good and evil, between what's right and what's wrong. Chachma discerns between Tayv and Ra. The Chachma is Bariru. The Koyal HaEsek B'Chachmas Torah Shebal Peh. The Zohar there is talking about through the study of Torah Shebal Peh, through the Chachma of Torah Shebal Peh, each and every one of us knows right from wrong. Right? From Torah Shebal Savi would know that. When you open up the Chumash, you're not going to know what's right and wrong. From opening up Chumash, you have some general idea, like some things that Hashem likes and stuff He doesn't like. But we don't know right from wrong by learning Torah Shebal Peh. It's only through Chachma of Torah Shebal Peh that is Bariru, that what's clarified is the difference between good and evil. That's only through Torah Shebal Peh. This do, this don't do. This is good, this is bad. Shayidei Esek Zemavdil Mavarim is a Tayv Min Hara. It's only through Chachma of Torah Shebal Peh that we're able to distinguish between good and bad, right and wrong. Umadayikan is Bariru Loshon Biru. Now, when do we say to be mevara something? Everybody knows in Hilchos Shabbos, borer means when you have two things that are rangemished, right? Two things are mixed together and you have to separate them. That's called borer. So, through Chachma, which is Torah Shebal Peh, we're able to separate, like borer, like the melacha, to throw away the garbage, the psoilus, the bad stuff, and to take the good stuff. That's the Chachma is bariru. With Torah Shebach Sav, we don't know how to do that. But Torah Shebach Sav is a mush. Right? Torah Shebach Sav, you look at Torah Shebach Sav, it's all mixed together. We don't know what to do with it. We don't know what to do with it. What comes out from Torah Shebach Sav? It comes out of Goyim. From Torah Shebach Sav. The Welt. They also believe in Torah Shebach Sav. Muhammad and Yoshkin, you could come out with all kinds of stuff. Torah Shebach Sav is a mush. B'chachm is bariru. The Rabbi Shalom took his look back, and the Chochmah is Bariru, and gave us the ability through Torah Shebal Peh to be Mevarer, to pull out. Elosh, B'dovish Mesarif, Gugan Min B'minav Enanika, when it's hard to distinguish, to pull, separate, Shaz Yeserv B'Chochmah Levar B'nim. When it's very, very obvious, when two things are obviously different, when you say to somebody, when you tell a kid, separate the black crayons from the white crayons, that's not so hard. But when you tell a kid, let's say there are different shades of purple, right? Or different shades of red. That's already b'chachmas bariru. When something is obvious, then it doesn't really, it's not a big deal. It's not the biru. We'll have to just hold all comments. I'm sorry. When something is clearly black and white, so it's not really to be biru, is not. But birurim is when something looks like something else. Right, so that's our whole lives. That's all the Jew. That's all we do is Yidden. We're constantly being mevara. We're constantly being boira. Kachal derech Moshe beisek balochas Torah yisarech levara ben dvar mandirim dorim lemezel lezeh. Anybody that sits down, that's the most geschmack thing in the world. When you're learning a black gemara, you're learning shulchan aruch. Everything you're doing when you're learning is the most beautiful, the most elegant birurim. Right? It's so delicious. They're two dinim. And you bring mevara, it's all a malach of birurim. It's all the work of clarification and separation between things that look like it could be. But what does it mean? It's ben dam ledam, ben din ledin, ben nega lenega. Right? How do you mevara? Between a dam nida, a dam toyer, between blood that's not good and blood that is good. That's okay. Right? Have to be mevara. The dvar medim doim zelaza. There are Mishnayos and Torah Shebal Peh that talk about exchanging a cow for a donkey, right? And how that works in halacha, whatever that means. So there are two ways of doing that. One is by actually going out onto the street and being in the marketplace and making an exchange. You know, you're in the business. The other is, You never met a cow in your life, except like in a milk carton. But in real life, you never met a cow. But you met a lot of cows. You met a lot of cows in where? In Mishnayos and Gemara. You could be a guy that never left an air-conditioned base medrash, but you're like a farmer, right? You're a sheikhet. You're mamish Isaac in every malach in the world if you're learning Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Saf not, but Torah Shabbat Peh, you feel like, you know, the famous story from a Baruch Be'er. Oh, does the Heilige Korkov, you know, that when a Baruch Be'er had to be a dayan for 2-3 days in Kamenetz. So the Rav of Kamenetz, out of the Derech Eretz, made Rav Baruch Be'er. Baruch Be'er was a big Rosh Hashiva. He wasn't Isaac in Torah Shabbat Peh so much, right? He was always, I mean, not in Torah, but in Halacha, in Dayanis. He was only giving Shirim and Lamdis. So the Kamenetz Rav, when he was leaving for a few days, it wasn't nice for him to ask anybody else to be Rav. So he asked Rav Baruch Be'er to please be Rav for the next few days. But he told the Dayanim, he told his best, and just make sure to always stand by, you know, and watch. Because he knew that Rav Baruch Be'er was a Lamdin, but he wasn't the... So what happened was that there was a woman that came with a chicken, with a shayla, to Rav Baruch Be'er. Rav Baruch Be'er never saw chicken except on the table to eat, you know. Mm-hmm. So they brought a chicken to Rav Baruch Be'er, and Rav Baruch Be'er looks at this chicken. She had a shayla. So Rav Baruch Be'er looks at the chicken, and the Dayanim, the Bezdin, was standing like they were told. They were standing behind Rav Baruch Be'er. So the Baruch Be'er looks at this, he's trying to see what is this. So the one of the Dayanim, very respectfully, told him, Rebbe, this is the Korkovan. It's a part of the animals, a Korkovan. So his whole life he's learning about the Korkovan in Masech Techulin, right? So Baruch Be'er used to always call things holy, you know? Heilige Rebbe, the Heilige Rashi. So he said, this is the Heilige Korkovan? That's the holy Korkovan. It's the Gemara. He didn't know. He never saw Korkovan. The Rav saw Korkovans every day. The Baruch Be'er only saw the Gemara. Oh, this is the Heilige Korkovan. It's the Heilige Korkovan. So it's a good thing the Rav came back. They would all be in treif over there. The Bezdin kept an eye on him. So there's a difference. You have one guy standing in the shuk selling cows, trading cows with donkeys. There's another person that's sitting this medrash learning the halachas of Amachlif Par Bechama. L'moshel, I have the Ben Seir Samachlif Par Bechama Leben Hashem and Mishnah Ben Lachazu. Shishneim Oiskim Lecher Ba'isa Par Bechama. You could say they're both involved in the same exact thing. Both of these people, the guy in the Bismedrish and the guy in the street, are exchanging animals. They're both doing the same thing. One's doing it physically, the other's doing it intellectually, right? But they're doing the same thing. Avlehem Rechaikim Zemizavitachl. Some of you understand. Even though they're both doing the same thing, so the guy can come from the street and say to the Talmud Chacham, you think you're such a knack? I do the same thing you do. All you do all day, you're exchanging donkeys and cows. That's what I do also. They're the same person. So he says, Avlehem Rechaikim Zemizavitachl. She'esek Hasirsu Bishvil Panasasu Agashmis. The difference is like this. The merchant, the merchant, his whole tachlis is, in this exchange of a cow and a donkey, is what? Is a couple of bucks, right? This whole tachlis is Gashmis. It's not acharayim, thus is thus. That's his life. The sale, the exchange. Vila shena halachas elu. But the person who's sitting in this medrash, who never saw a cow and a donkey, he's sitting learning the halachas. Vila shena halachas elu. Oisek bezek de legalis marwit sonim chachmasu kashbaruch. He's trying to uncover, when you're sitting in yeshiva, you're trying to uncover the inner will of Hashem. Now, when you leave the yeshiva and you're standing there on the street and you're careful to conduct yourself, and you say, ah, you know what? That's the mission I learned. So the Baal Shem Tov said that's the most unbelievable thing in the world. Because that's like the whole program put together, right? Practical rabbinics. That's the whole thing. That's mamash happening. Then you're plugging in the pnimius haratzon Hashem, and you're also brach daydi, even though you ran away from the world because you're sitting in Beis Medrash, you ran away from the shuk, right? You don't want to be a farmer, so you ran to the Beis Medrash. Brach daydi udmelech haladvitzvi. But take a look back and understand that the halachas that you're learning Torah Shabbat Peh, it's that cow and that donkey, the heilige animals in the shuk, right? But for the farmer, there's nothing halig for the farmer. The farmer's not. The theme is if his rutzen is, am I going to make 50 bucks or not? But the ben Torah, the one who's Isaac and Torah Shabbat Peh, the animals are the chitzonius stuff. The pnimius is the rutzen Hashem. And what does the Baruch Shalom tell us in the Mishnah and the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch? What's the din? So his Isaac to be his whole life is the megali rutzen Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing and we're learning. A butcher who's busy cutting up all the limbs of the animal and taking out the kishkas of the animal, who katsiv? He's a butcher. But if you're sitting in this medrash and you're learning about all those different parts of the animal, You see now the Svarim they put out on Chulin, they have like super duper modern state of the art books with all, you know, plastic things with different layers and computerized virtual behemoths and right? So the guy that's in the shuk, he's Isaac in this stuff. I remember I was a wise guy when I took biology in college. I never went to lab. I didn't want to go to lab. You know why? Because it was during basketball time. And that was, and I didn't want to go to lab. It was like 3 hours for lab. So what did I do? I read all the stuff in the book, and I looked at the pictures. In the biology book, they had the pictures, and I looked at all the pictures, and I said, "There's no problem. I'm gonna come to the, because on the final they have lab. So this isn't the problem." So I read everything. I memorized every part of the animal, and I had it all mamish 100%. And then we come over there. It was a chazer, and then we come into the lab. And they put those little, like these little flags or something, and you have to say what's over here, what's over there. So I walk over to this chazer, and I look at the chazer. Everything looked the same to me. I'm looking at this chazer. So I want to say what it's not. It's not in the book. It's not like that. In the book, it was so nice. In the book, it was like very. Everything was like so nice and clear. And I'm looking at this chazer. I had a problem with that final. I had a problem with that. And the lab part, I had a problem with that. And looking at this, I didn't recognize anything. It looked the same to me. So there was me and three other guys that we stayed up that night memorizing, like the three big knockers that never went to lab. So I'm looking in this chazer, and look at these guys. That was it. There was nothing in there. Looked everything. It all looked like just kishkas.
Yeah.
Right? I think maybe the heart or something, the liver, like, oh. But other than that, it all looked the same. So, Eric, I hope you don't have that feeling ever. Oh, okay, good.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's clear. Good, Baruch Hashem. He says like this. But the person who's sitting in the Smedrash and learning about all these parts of the animal in the Gemara, he's Isaac B'Torah Mamish. You have to have chachma, because it all looks the same. It's min b'mino, because inside the chaz it's all flesh is in there. So you have to use chachma what to be mevara between parts of the animal look the same. When you're sitting and learning in the Gemara and you're learning every piece of the animal, you have to mamish like a butcher, except instead of being just what? Instead of your tachlas being a couple of bucks, the tachlas is what's Hashem. That Hashem wants me to know that this is not the same piece as this. This is treif and this is kosher. This guy's not a butcher. He's a chacham. He's Isaac in the pnimis harotz nashem in behemes ukshere treifa. To come out with the conclusion: is this animal kosher? If it's kosher, then the nitzaita sparks are flying all over the universe. And God forbid if you say it's treif and you make a mistake and you pass in this treif and a Jew eats that, then chalila, the whole sitrach was dancing. It's the panemius of all ilumis. Depends upon your knowing whether or not this is a chaluf or this is a piece of meat, this is a piece of chaluf. Yeah, the whole universe is depending on it. A guy that's doing it for his panasa, he's also Isaac in separating between this piece and that piece. This piece I could charge $1 a pound, this piece I charge $1.50 a pound. But that's what he's Isaac in. A shema'ayim is a kedelavar psak din ha'tayra, chayiv ha'zakei. V'chein yesh dugmos l'kach, say the taharis lahavda ben tamil tar v'chein b'kol shas mishna gemar v'chol paiskim mishana v'achar. Next page, mizgal l'mizbar v'tzayin ha'alim v'chaf masyiz b'ruch. When you're learning every single din in Torah Shabbal Peh, your mamish Isaac in the pnimius harotzen, the highest chachma of Hashem, v'gezem mizbar v'nifrat harami hatoiv. You're separating all good from evil. You're saving lives all over the universe. There's God forbid a baby that's about to die, and by you clarifying a din in Torah, you're separating this baby from death to life. Everything, every single nakuda of separating between right and wrong in Torah that you're Isaac in with the chokhmah of Torah, you're separating between levels and levels and levels of what of Tov and Ra in the universe. We see that there are certain, in terms of having good midas, doing the right thing and being a nice guy, sometimes there's a certain thing that at that time is the right thing to do, and there are different times it's the wrong thing to do. Sometimes you're supposed to be strict with your kid, and the Torah wants you to be strict, and the Torah wants you to show, hey, you have to tell your kid, you do this, you're going to get punished. And the other times that the Torah says, if you're going to treat your kid like that, that's a big aveira. The same thing, you have to be mevara. What's the Ratzon Hashem? In my midas, right? There could be the one. It could be the same act at the wrong time. It could be 1 second difference between doing the biggest thing and doing the worst thing. It's either very good or it's very bad. He says, "Kegoyin Shemar Aveda Shapata Litan Tishulani." A person who is busy watching an Aveda, we learned this in Shulchan Aruch, a person who's at the time is a Shema Aveda, he's watching, he's taking care of a lost object that somebody lost, at that time he's parted to giving tzedakis. Isaac Mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. He's parted to give any money to the poor man who comes. Isaac Mitzvah part of the mitzvah. That's it then. Vahainu Isaac Ba, he's busy with the Shmiras Aveda, with watching this lost object, the Tzarcha. Like the din is in the Shulchan Aruch, we learned that you have to take care of it. It's not just to keep an eye on it, but you have to maintain it. That you have to, let's say it's a suit, you have to take it out and make it nice and put it on the hanger and straighten it out and so on. And you have to shake it out every once in a while to keep it fresh, to take care of the suit. And you know what? There's no difference in halacha if a rich person lost his suit or a poor person lost his suit. You got to take care of it. And not only that, but while you're taking care of it, you're potter from giving tzedakah. Are you saying mitzvah? Potter min ha-mitzvah. Hagam d'shmir saveh d'olshir peteros Hashem milosin tzedakah l'oni ha-yemir l'fanuk. Look at the weirdest thing. I'm watching this thing. I'm watching this $10,000 suit for some millionaire. And that patters me up, that exempts me from giving a nickel to this poor guy that can use a nickel. And if I mix that up, because I'm a bigger chacham than the Shulchan Aruch, right? Then I'm doing an aveira. Even though my seichel tells me, my 21st century progressive liberal seichel says, what, some rich guy's suit, I should burn it. And give the proceeds, you know, to the poor guy. And the Chachmas Hashem says, no. A Shema Aved is a din of Isaac Mitzvah Potom. You have to understand what you're doing. When she ain't getting Shema Ksus Shaloi, I feel ain't no Asher, my Baal Aved, I ain't by Mitzvah. But she ain't getting, if you're just taking care of your own clothing, of course that's not called Shemir Aved. Then if you're watching your own clothing, you have to give a poor guy money. You're always watching your clothing. You have to give a poor guy money. That's not called Isaac Mitzvah when you're taking care of your own suit. It's very, very fine. It's you're always being bayra. Every minute of your life, you have to be bayra to make these distinctions. So it comes out that when you're doing a mitzvah with a physical thing, what you're doing is you're changing darkness into light. You're separating between good and evil. It's the highest thing, because you're infusing light of Hashem and Hashem's thoughts into the lowest physical things, of the kishka of an animal, of a piece of clothing, of two people fighting over some fish, and you're changing that physical coarse dark moment into what? Into pnimius ritzayna yisbarach mamish, into the pnimius ratzon Hashem, into Torah, that moment. Nimtzu shetaychen inyan ha'esek b'halachis ha'Torah hu lahapei cheshech la'or. What we're doing when we're learning Torah, and a person who's learning Torah shbal peh has such an appreciation, if you learn and you understand this, it's so exciting. Take every single second is changing darkness to light. Sha'or Hashem yizgala begashmi is davke, and it's revealing Hashem's light davke where in those places that are achayrav. Physical things. Hainu sha'isa ma'isa gashmi atzmo shebeshitchi esnei shul esik bedaver esik bedaver gashmi v'chaimu. When you look at this on the surface, you think some guy's, what's he talking about, cows all day? But if he's doing that, he's being mevara the emes of Hashem, and when he goes outside and he lives that way, It's more amazing. Now we understand why when Mashiach comes, all the halachas of Torah Shel Peh not bottle, they're not canceled. Because it's like Purim. Because the, remember, anything that's Mashiachdik means that it has that quality of transforming darkness to light. Because that's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. All that's dark is going to be revealed to be lichtig. So that's what Torah Shel Peh means. The halachas of Torah Shel Peh is peeling away the outer cover, which is gashmis, which is dark, and revealing the inner nekuda, which is all lichtig, which is all light. So as Yishapech HaChesach Lov, and Meili is Galak Kved Hashem Lamata, Ba'ifin Shalavro Kol Bosa Yachtav, Ki Pi Hashem Dibir. When Mashiach comes, the Navi says, Ro Kol Bosa Yachtav, all flesh will see, Ki Pi Hashem Dibir. Elish Lafi Zayesh Lahavin. Now I told you we're going to have to go like a little bit extra. So anybody that needs to catch the train or something like that, you know, go and you have to leave. But we're going to take a few more minutes. But I don't feel in any way that you know if you have to go, you should go. Right. Ela shelafiza yesh lahavin. But remember, then you're leaving the pnimius erotz, not talking about the cow and the donkey, and you're actually going to the cow and the donkey. So if you're able to, let's try to go a few more minutes. What's happening? You're getting into trouble, Nashim.
What's that?
Don't you have to go?
No.
Okay.
Ela
shelafiz yesh lahavin. Huh?
No,
Shmuel says
I should tell it to my boss.
Yeah. So it should be that every single person that's sitting down and learning should feel an unbelievable revelation of Or Hashem Mamish. We should feel this light. As it says, when Mashiach comes, Hashem's light will be revealed. And when we're learning Torah Shel Peh, we're doing Mashiach stuff when we're learning Torah Shel Peh. So we should feel that. What do we see from here? That a person can be Isaac Mamish in the light of the end of time and not feel it. He doesn't feel it. He's just waiting for the class to end. He can't take it. The Gemara, Faket, people feel like the Gemara, oh my goodness. Tell me something else. Machshav, Chsiz, I came to the Gemara. V'zeh shemamshich. V'zeh ma shenemar, doi medoi dilitzvi. So it goes on, Vaitin Shir Shirim, and it says, my beloved is compared to a deer. And it says, Hine zeh oimed acha kosleinu. My beloved is standing behind the wall. Hine zeh oimed acha kosleinu. It's Mashiach, right? And Hashem standing acha kosleinu. Which Chazal talk about Kosel Amaravi, this passage. Hine zeh oimed acha kosleinu. Tayush, zeh oimed, zeh, mayra gilui. Zeh, remember we learned this? Zeh always means when something is clear. Hine elokeinu, zeh. Zeh kivinu lo. Zeh means thus is thus. This is it. It means when something is revealed, it's called zeh. Here it is. Zeh keli vanveil means when something is revealed. The koyal halachas atayr. The fish of b'chinis chachmasu, it's only as baruch hu b'chinis as galz, b'chinis zeh binyani tayr. When you're learning tayr, you're Isaac in what? In zeh. Hine zeh. When you're learning tayr, thus is thus. Elab shebchin is the problem. So then, how come we don't feel it? If it's so gevaldik, then why don't we feel like it's zeh? How come we don't feel that light? If it's zeh, zeh means it's a gilui of light. So how come we don't feel that when we're learning Torah? I mean, sometimes, but we don't feel that. How come we don't? So it says, Elab. The problem is shebchin is zeh is aymed acha kosleinu. Zeh, it's there, but it's aymed acha kosleinu. Is standing behind all the walls that we build in our lives. Just like you could be married to the same person 50 years, and you could say, Hine Zeis, here is my wife. So she's wondering, boy, if there's such a gilui of Zev, Zeis, I really should be so loved, and I should feel so good. Then he finishes, no. I met us acha kasleina. She's on the other side of the wall. That's how it is in life. Hine Zeis. Because if it's Ayman Achaka slain, it says like this. The Rebbe says, it's going to say Ayman Achaka slain, Shain Hashem Shemaz Gala, but then let me tell you, Nisha Avon Sechem Avdilim, for Ayman Lenegdo, because our Averis create walls. It's always, the Averis build walls. Same thing with the marriage, everything. Averis build walls. And because of that, the zeh is omed aha kaslein. V'fichad nikra kaslainu. Arrow walls. Shanachnu asinu ha-kaisel ha-mechitza ha-zois, as the Mittler Rebbe explains. Anachnu asinu. We built these walls. The Baruch Shalom didn't make it like that, that there should be a wall. V'eitza yutzeliza. So what's the eitza? What's the eitzah that we should be able to be megala the zet in our lives and to feel that me'ein Mashiach when we're learning Torah Shebaal Peh? So the pasuk goes on. Mashgiach menach halonis, metzitz menach harakim. Hashem is looking at through the windows and peeking through the cracks. Ki chalon, what's a window? Chalon, he says. Hu cholol shanasa b'kaisel. What's a window? A window's when you have a wall, but look at that. Now you have something in the wall that lets you look through the wall, right? That's what a window is. And even if you can't have a window, if at least there's a crack, epis, you can see something. So the wall is not a solid wall. If you think about this, it makes you cry. Damas. So he says, "Ki chalon hu chalol shenasa b'kaisel." Even the word chalon is the word chalal, a space that you make in the wall. Chininin acharakim is the cracks. Elish acharakim him stokim ketanim, the little cracks. The chalon, but a window is much bigger. Galuyosa kachal derech moshal tzorich adam lasas chalonis v'charakim b'kaisel. All of life, what we have to do is to try to make. There are walls. There are various made walls. We have to try to carve out windows and cracks somehow that we should still be able to have a shaychus to the truth. Tzarech lasa chalonis v'charakim b'kaisel amal do ben la'oviv shabshamayim, to make windows and cracks. Tzaya tasa l'teva, that we should be able to see our Father in heaven. V'inyanim benimshol hini amru chazal. The Baruch Shalom said, "Open up for me a little opening like the eye of a needle." The Kamai Shechud Hamachat Oisa Nekev Kach Tzarech Adam Lasas Nekev Belibo. You have to make a hole in your heart. The heart of a Jew can't be without a window. It can't be without a crack. Chas Hashem. The Hainu She Yishbar Liboy Leiv HaEvan. See, the Alter Rebbe's Torahs are the sweetest and most beautiful Torahs, but you can never just do it for 3 minutes, like in one of those books for Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? You always have to learn it for 3 months. You can't just do the Alter Rebbe like that, avart from the Alter Rebbe. You have to learn the whole Torah. So he says, "Kach tzar halamasas nekev beliba dahinu she yishu beliba to break the heart, leiv ha'evan, the heart of stone, liyas lei." Ruach nishbar, leiv nishbar, to have a broken heart and a broken spirit. Ki kol amesachim, next page, pay base. Ki kol amesachim v'akaisel mechitzam avsekets ben la'ovish v'shmayim v'b'chnis gasei haruach. All of those walls that we build, it's all gaiva. It's all with our aveiros that come from gaiva that we know when we build these walls of shalkein. Mechashev atzmei liyesh. You think that you're something, you make yourself into something. Right, the Kotzkas wrote, Anoichi Oymeid Bein Hashem Aveinechem. Like, right, it says, Anoichi Oymeid. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I stand between you and God. So the Kotzkas said, the Anoichi, the ego, is standing between man and God. That's the wall. The Anoichi is the wall. Shemachashiv Atzma Leyesh. Vechevtse Atzma Yikarim Bein of Mechevtse Shemaim. And what you want is more precious than what God wants. So you're more interested in the cow and the donkey than what? And the Ratzon Hashem behind the cow and the donkey. When you sell the Ora Kedusha, who gases a ruach, the main thing is the gaiva. That you make yourself into some sort of a yesh and mitzias. So the things that you want are more precious to you than what God wants. The only thing you do is to shatter, break your heart. Sometimes you do it yourself, sometimes God does it to you. That the wall comes tumbling, crumbling down. That wall, that Yericha, that wall of Yericha that stands between you and Him. You become humbled. Then the light of Hashem, then you'll see it. Hine zeh oimed acha kasleinu. Hine zeh oimed acha kasleinu. It's all there, but it's behind the walls that we built in our hearts. all the ze kelivan veyu hine elokeinu ze mamish of what Mashiach said is omenach hakasleinu. It's behind the walls that we've built inside of our hearts. V'imkol hanal. Let's finish. V'imkol hanal. Now we can understand yuvan v'yuvua heitiv inyan Esther. Now we can understand the inyan of Esther Hamalka. Shemitchila b'ra'isayas Hamalka amedes b'chotzer. When Achashverosh first saw the queen standing in the courtyard. Oh, let's just read downstairs. We have to read up top. Not going to read. Yeah. You all do that. I was the only one that wasn't, I see. I'll be calling on us. Yeah, the difference between what? But the two psukim. Tamachas Esther is rock. Why is it that it says one time that she touches the edge of the scepter? And Vila Pamashe says what? Nasala Achashverosh Eskola Shavit. Then the second time it says the king gave Esther the entire scepter. Which we learned at the beginning of the Maimer, which is what? Kasher Haman. When Haman, Kaychas Aklipa, Haman is the wall. Right? Haman's the wall. Adayim b'soikfo. When Haman was still in his strength, when he was still being heard, Haderech lo v'la melech, Hainu liskeis lesgalis ar Hashem, hi ayidei, ayidei aliyah. Which means, ki'inyin zayis oylam min hamidbar. Shnizbor le'el. You remember what it means, zayis oylam min hamidbar? It means that we're stuck in the wilderness, in the desert, and we have to burn away the physical things, right? The midbar of our lives, that we get lost in the wilderness of physical things. As long as Haman's voice is being heard, we're still in the midbar. And we have to try to lift ourselves up. How do we do that? The ikur is Shabbos and Yontif. We're crashing our way out of the schmutz. Shabbos and Yontif. The aliyahs of Shabbos and Yontif. We're trying to lift ourselves out of where? The desert of physical things, the wilderness of physical things, to get to burn it away and get rid of physical things on Shabbos and Yontif, when we can't be Isaac in anything physical. That's as long as Haman is still functioning. When Esther's outside in the courtyard, she's not allowed in. She's outside in the courtyard when Haman is still running the show. Then Jews are standing on the outside of holiness and crying and begging to be let in. And the only time that we get a little bit is Shabbos and Yontif, when we try to brach doidi, to run away from the world. Because we know that in Shushan, that also wasn't the inner chamber of the king. Even the Chotzap Melech HaPnimis was not the chamber of the king. The king doesn't live over there. He has the royal bedroom. He doesn't live over there. It's good, but it's not where the king is sleeping. That's not where he lives. He hangs out over there during the day, but that's not where he lives. Esther Amalki means the Jewish people living during the time of Hester Pan have consumed in the desert and lost in physical things. And at best we try to get a little bit to the Chatzah Pnimis, which means what? Shabbos and Yantif. Mizais Oilam and Hamidbar. We're not changing the darkness into light. He says, "Kigam b'chinas chotzah pnimis the midbar yichoshev negbeis amelch mamish l'fishen amelch dar bekviyas b'chotzah k'mabayis." Kachu beruchni, same thing in spirituality. Shagam b'madreges chotzah pnimis shalom melech zakadosh baruch hu. In shorim is galus shomar Hashem k'viyas. Shabbos and Yontif is not the permanent light of Hashem. It's not Mashiach. It's not bekviyas. It's not where the king mamish lives. It's not atzmusa mahusa. It's not his essence. It's something of God, but it's not Atzmus Mahusai. We're still far from God's light. We're not in the inner chamber of the king. It's still called Chotzer. It's the Chotzer Apnis, but it's not the inner chamber. But having a taste of Hashem, Shabbos and Yontif, remember what that does? That itself, when you burn away the Gashmis and your Olam and Hamidbar through Shabbos and Yontif, you come to an unbelievable fiery love that you want to see more of the king. You want to have a permanent connection to the king. You want to be attached to the Doid, to the beloved. Through the efforts of Jewish people of Knesset Israel during Hester Panim, during Golus, to lift herself up from the midbar, from the desert, Shabayinim Tzeis, in which she is in, Mizgalaba Ha'oras Hamshachas Hashem, what's revealed in her is what? Is the light of Hashem. what light? That's the Gilei Or Hashem B'Shabbos Zomayadim. Shu Inyan V'yeshu D'Amelech Hashavit Azob. That's the king reaches out with the golden scepter. Mizgalaza B'Knesset Yisrael Palos Ba'aliyah Mimadregosa. That's beautiful. And we have this love for Hashem, Shazay Inyan, Patikra Vesta, that says that Esther approaches. So you can get close to Hashem through Shabbos and Yotiv. It says Vatikrav Esther, she gets closer. But all the aliyahs that we could have in this world through Shabbos and Yotiv is only the edge of this, the end of the scepter. Esther Malka is again crying and begging to get rid of Haman. So again the Yetzara, again the 6 days of the week, again Tzaras, again concealment. Crying, have pity, that the king should have pity on what? On the Lakus inside of me that's suffocating under Haman of the 6 days. That's stuck on the physical, disgusting physical things. That's called Haman. It says after Esther was crying again and begging again, then the king gives Esther the whole shavit, and she stands not in the chotzer. She's not anymore in the courtyard. She's standing lifnei hamelech with the king. The ma'ir is there. Your whole life to cry and to beg about that wall, about that Haman that's separating between you and Hashem, to awaken great compassion for the spark of God that's inside of you, but it can't be revealed because of all the physical things and the gaiva, because of the wall that you built with your gaiva and your preoccupation with physical things. It's the klipa of Haman, that's Amalek. The Amalek is what? Is the ego. She says, that means what you like, what you want, what's good for you, that's the wall. She says, Mashanama Rashis Gram Amalek, he got the ruach who cherish Kalamidas Rose, Ashu Choshev Allah Yehudim, which Haman is conspiring and plotting against the Jews. Kimimenu Borim Le Yehudim, Mashobis Ke'elu, Vaz Yishapchu Chashukal in the Haira. And then the darkness is changed to light. Perish Vizais. The thought that Haman had to destroy the Jews, which is physical life, right? Haman, from that very same thought of klipas gaiva gasas ruach nimshachas machshavas elu shakad ruach b'machshavtam shel haYehudim zeinin b'chias Esther zoknes Yisrael hagila de shiras alayv. Remember, you have to break down the wall. How do you break down the wall? By crying and begging and shuva. You break down the wall of Haman that's in your heart. And you make windows and cracks in the iron wall that separates between God and the Jewish people and us, where when you have a window, the dark room becomes light. If you make a window, you didn't break down the whole wall, but you made a window, then you can make it light. You can bring light into the room. You can change the darkness into light. You have a window. Then the king gives you the whole Shavat Azov. Pegam could say Elyan, Mahusavat Smusav, which means even the part that the king was holding, which means God's essence. Haina Shayar Hashem Begili Lamata Davke. Shemahusavat Smusav Baruch Mezgal B'Sachtenim Davke, to be revealed what? In the life of Esther, which means the Jew in Golus and Esther upon him. In physical things, it's higher than Shabbos and Yontif. Vozvat Tokim Esther, it says in Pasuk. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no physical thing. It's higher than Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't do any. We're not boyer on Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we don't do malachi in this world. Oz vatokim Esther peyush. That it says that she stood up. Vatokim Esther peyush. Kamal umdav amatzav shel tetzdarach el b'chinas elam en amidbar. She doesn't have to rise up anymore from the desert. Vatokim is what? Vatokim. Remember, like we learned. It says, what does it say there again? But the Psulas Yisrael, remember? Yeah, Nafla Loi Saisif Kum Psulas Yisrael, says in Pesach. It means that the time it will come when Jews will not have to get up anymore, because we'll always be up. Getting up means you fall down, you get up, Nachamal, you fall down, you get up. But it says, Vatokam Esther, that's the end of falling. It means when the darkness is changed to light, Vatokam Esther, no more falling and getting up. You don't have to rise up from the filth in the desert anymore, because the desert is finished in your life. It's gone. Everything has been changed into light. The eating is no longer something that brings you down. Eating is no longer something that builds a wall. Eating itself is an act of holiness. Vatakam Esther. Perish Vatakam Esther, Usha'om Dal Makayim of a Taychen Hapnimi Bezed De Yesha, Hayakan Gili Mahusa Vatsmusis Barach Lachain, Lahutsuchel Hagbias Atzmalamala. You'd have to lift yourself up from the filth from the desert. Kedela Gila Malach Zakarish Baruch. It will always be Shabbos and Yantiva. Alder Halias Haldam Shabbos Yam Tom Shalzenema Oilam and Amidba, which is Shabbos Yantiv, Maksha Gili Atzmusulamata Dafka, Atzmus Mahusa Dafka in the physical world. So people write books. Amaratzim write books. I mean, brilliant Amaratzim write books about how could it be that the Chassidim say that the Rebbe is Atzmus and Mahusa Hashem. They don't. What does it mean that a Tzaddik is Atzmus and Mahusa? The main thing that professor wrote a book against Chabad was, I'm not saying that there aren't any problems. There are certain fringe groups. We know. I'm not talking about that Chassid Shalom. I'm not talking about the fringe groups that have in Chabad that lost themselves. I'm talking about the real Chassidim. So the people write books that says how could it say Chassidus that the Rebbe is the Atzmus and the Mahus of Hashem? Now you understand how Amaratzim could take that by the Chassidim make a Rebbe into God, and the Amaratzim's professors can call it idolatry. You understand that Bechina, how it's dangerous. But Atzmus and Mahus is that the Tzaddik is a walking, breathing revelation of Atzmus and Mahus. But that doesn't mean that doesn't only mean the Lubavitch Rebbe. That means every tzaddik, every yid that could do that. Now Esther standing before the king. Amida means choshev a thing. V'tamid is a choshev a thing. Ayn shetei b'madrega gedolah lefan of k'may shekosef. Eishes Chayil Ateres Bala. Then we're going to learn that, like we spoke about last week, that the Eishes Chayil is Ateres Bala. The crowning glory of Hashem is Davka revealed through Esther, through the physical world, through Purim, through the Devarim Gashmiyim, not the Malachim, not spiritual things, not Shabbos and Yontif, Purim. Commissioners Bar Leel, HaPerish Be'eishes Chayil Ateres Bala, Shilos Elova Tis'ala Knesset Yisrael Yis Lamaila Mibayla Machmas Gili Mahusav Atzmus Yisbarach Lamata Davke, that we're going to reveal in this physical world the Atzmus and the Mahusav Hashem V'ro Kol Bosa Yachtev Ki Pi Hashem Diber Yishiv Yizoychem Et Hashem Be'eineinu HaGashmiyim, with our physical eyes to see the glory of Hashem and the splendor of Yerushalayim. B'mheir 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 B'm